Watch out, because you're about to learn something new about something that affects us all. It's about your body language. Now, I was a bit sceptical about this because I was like, oh, yeah, okay. But Suzanne Masefield is a body language expert working with a new show called First Dates. And she gives us some incredible tips about body language that can be used every day by all of us, not just those who are actually out there dating. Dating is such an awkward, strange thing in 2016. How can we help ourselves on a first date not make ourselves look like an awkward twit?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, because at the end of the day, you know, one of the most important things, which you would do for anything else, is prepare. You know, when we go for a date, we often prepare clothing and things like that, but we may not actually prepare ourselves. You know, how are we feeling mentally and emotionally? Oh, I'm nervous. Okay, you're nervous. What are you actually doing to counterbalance that? Rather than focusing on I'm nervous, because you'll just amp that up, if you focused on what are 10 great things about me? What are 10 great things that I can offer someone else? So you really focus your mind towards it being an open experience and having an open mind rather than great big expectations of yourself and the other person. You know, it's really important to take the pressure off and just allow it to be an actual life experience that you might learn something from and have some fun.
Are there things that we should avoid doing when we're having conversations with people, whether it's a date or whether it's in conversation generally?
Yeah, there's definitely some faux pas. I mean, we all know about folding our arms, and most people say when they're folding their arms, oh, that's because it's really comfortable. Well, it is comfortable because you're protecting yourself, but you're actually barring yourself to the other person. So the other thing is keeping your hands hidden. You know, hands are a really good indicator of connection and building trust. And when someone can see your hands, they're a lot more likely to build trust. But the other thing is actually sort of keeping a level of containment, not having your hands wafting all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, because then you sort of look like you've lost the plot a little bit.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yes. So it's really sort of thinking about what are you doing with your body language and what sort of space, giving that person your full attention. So that means your head, your body, and your feet, because our feet are a real indicator of where our brain is focused. So if we've got one foot pointing towards the door, pretty good chance that you're not actually fully engaged with that person.
I remember hearing something ages ago about if a man is talking to you, if his feet are always pointed towards you as well, that means he's quite interested.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know, things that you can do before a date to actually increase your level of confidence is do what they call a power pose, which is putting your hands on your hips, your feet a little bit wider apart, and that'll increase your testosterone level by up to 20% in 2 minutes. So it increases your level of confidence and it lowers your cortisol hormone 15 to 20% just in 2 minutes. So it's really quick, but don't go into the date like that or they'll think you're arrogant or something.
Or Superman.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But it's a great simple technique. And the other one, I have an app called Press Pause, which is all about taking that breath, putting your feet on the floor, feeling your, put your hand on your stomach, take that deep breath down so you actually manage your emotional state. Because, you know, 90% of our decisions are based on emotion. And we don't often get taught how to manage those.
No.
And so that makes it really difficult for people. But simple things like coming into your body, feeling your feet on the floor, hand on your stomach, taking a deep breath down and going, actually, I'm okay. You know, coming home is really, really powerful.
Can we just get back to that power pose? Okay,
yeah.
Which is feet slightly apart, hands on hips, right? Is that for men and women?
Yeah, for anybody.
Wow.
It's a status pose. You know, there's several of them. You can. There's a lot of science on this that they've done in Harvard University. You know, where somebody, when they win a race, you know, their arms go up in the air,
yes,
like that triumph. That's another power pose. It's really something where you get your body bigger. And what we tend to do when we're nervous is we close up.
Oh, yeah.
And that actually increases our stress hormone cortisol by 15 to 20% just by closing up. We actually increase our stress. So, and we absorb less information. So we're not open to hearing the other person, which means we'll probably miss their name or any of those types of things, you know, which is very, very common.
If somebody is going on a, let's say they're going on a big date tonight, right?
Yeah.
And they want some hints from you, like immediately, you have a website, right?
I do. It's thebodylanguagecompany.com. And there is, I've actually put on there, especially for New Zealand first dates, increase your attractor factors, a simple free cheat sheet, and also they can have access to the Press Pause app, which is also has a free download of how to just calm yourself down, build that muscle of confidence, relaxation, and just be able to practice and feel good about yourself.
It's also really good for, you know, like when you have to public speak or when
totally.
You have to do
totally.
Something, you know, face up to the boss for something.
There's actually a pause session in there that's about first impressions and actually how you manage that and how you manage your body language and just calming yourself down really, really in a simple way. way. So, you know, you're going to talk to your boss, you want to get a raise, any of those types of things, interviews, you know, that first situation that you're going into.
Wow.
It fascinating, and the power pose works.
Does it?
It immediately makes you feel, yeah.
Like I think I'd do that anyway. I was thinking all that stuff. I think, oh, yeah, I kind of do that anyway.
Stand with your feet slightly apart with your hands on your hips. For us women,
wow,
it works too. It increases your testosterone, takes down your cortisol, so you will feel way more confident.
Wow.
Yeah. So fascinating, eh?
Suzanne's site is thebodylanguagecompany.com. Go take a look. She also analyses body language for TVNZ2's new show, First Dates, which started last night at 8:30. Yes. If you missed it, it's available right now. TVNZ On Demand.
Wow.
Go have a look, man.